Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For someone that has no rhythm like you, even this song.
How do you know I have no rhythm? I mean, Do you know?
I just went out on a limb.
See, I'm not going to call you what somebody else called me during in my texts about you. A different usage of your nickname. The youngest in charge. I'm not gonna repeat.
Yeah, what's up with people texting you and whatnot?
I have spies. I have sources.
Yeah, you have a bunch of rats that hate on the Messiah.
See what you what you don't realize when you talk about no rhythm. I was reminded of this maybe about a week and a half ago. In 2015, I guess it was. Maybe it was 2014. I think it was 2014. I went to Anthony Armstrong's wedding. I was invited to, former Redskin wide receiver, NFL wide receiver. He does a Believe in Redskins or Commanders podcast. Good guy, right? Went to his wedding. So at the wedding was Lorenzo Alexander, Darrell Young, Kedrick Golston, I think, a couple of other players, and Mike McDaniel, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins.
Yes, of the worst offense in the league.
And your boy got a little spritzed up, okay? So I was feeling good.
Spritzed up.
But I was out there cutting it up on the dance floor. Your boy,
was
putting on a display.
Hey, man.
I don't want to hear about no rhythm.
Yeah, you just encouraged me to welcome my Instagram followers for the day. If you're going to be saying stuff like that,
you're just mad that I was cutting up the rug with Miami Dolphins head coach.
You annoyed roommate.
Oh, man.
Well, you're just mad that I was hanging out with Mike McDaniel. That's it.
Well, yeah. Well, no, that's fine. Never mind.
Anyway, I'm trying to find. I've got to do a little more research because the numbers are all over the place, and I almost gave the wrong numbers. You know, when I did a search for coverage, man zone, whatever. So I gotta dig just a little bit deeper. But I want to get back into the notion that the Commanders are going to have to run in order to win this game, keep the team off the field, or the belief that they have to run.
Well, I've been very clear. Me at least have debunked. It's not about running.
So again, I'm not saying you, but the belief is they're going to have to run the ball a lot, have 37 minutes time of possession to keep Baltimore off the field. I think there's other ways to get to it, and you kind of touched on it. But you mentioned if they win this Sunday, in Baltimore and go to 5-1, five wins in a row, we have to start talking about them as legit Super Bowl contenders.
That's how I would feel, yeah.
I think that's too rich. I think it's too early to do that. I think there's still a lot of season left and a lot of things that can go wrong. What do the people say? 301-230-0980. Let's get to... get to Steve in D.C. You can also chime in on the defense, which is how we open the quality of the defense, whether that's more opponent-related or whether they're actually playing well. Steve-O, how are you?
I'm good, fellas. I'm good. So what I'm going to tell you is going to really blow your mind, guys, okay?
Let's do it.
All right, so start this. I want you guys to bring up the schedule between Jaden, Caleb, and Bo Nix, okay? Mm-hmm. You want to go with the quality of defense. If you go from game to game, okay, first week we played Tampa. Tampa has a great defense, granted. Caleb played Titans. Of course they're going to win that, but they kept it close when they shouldn't have kept it close. And Titans almost won. They could have won
Titans
away
got
with
one
that.
Of the best defenses in the league right now.
Yeah. You said what?
The Titans have one of the best defenses in football right now.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So we played a great defense to start off Jaden's career compared to Caleb Williams when he played the Titans. And they held him to 17 throughout the whole game. They almost lost that game. And then Bo Nix with his career, he played the Seahawks, and they lost that one. Second one, the Giants. Right, that's a divisional game, you know. So, of course, it's going to be kind of close. But, I mean, our defense did pretty good. We kept them under 20 points, okay? Caleb, he ended up playing the Texans, and they lost. But they kept it close.
I don't understand what
where you're going.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay, what I'm saying is the quality of defense that we're playing is pretty good. I mean, with our defense, it's pretty good because for the simple fact, our defense wasn't going to, like, really get there towards, like, the middle of the season. I kind of figured that because when you got new players coming in compared to old, you know what I'm saying, and the old players leaving, it's going to take some time for them to gel. And I think that's what they're doing now.
I agree with that.
I mean, I think, you know, we're getting better as the teams that are presented. Like they say, you play the teams that's given to you. So from playing some of these teams like Tampa, Giants, Bengals, Cardinals, Browns, I mean, to me, that's a pretty good schedule compared to what these teams are doing now, except for the Bengals. But, the Browns, we put them away like we should have. The Cardinals, they've been playing pretty good against certain opponents like the Lions and the Bills and stuff like that. So we play quality teams compared to Caleb Williams. Bo Nix, I would say he's played a little bit better than Caleb has if you really look at the schedule.
Gotcha.
And the team that he's playing.
Gotcha. Steve, go ahead.
No, and as far as, you know what I'm saying, so as far as the defense, I think we're coming along on schedule. Mm-hmm. And I think playing that we playing the Bengals and the Browns, I think that prepared us to play the Ravens for the simple fact you're playing, you know what I'm saying, a high-powered Bengals team just like you would Lamar. You're playing a defense similar to what the Browns, you know, Browns play or whatever, because they're always,
well,
you know.
I think there are enough differences in just those two out of the last three opponents that it really brings on a different challenge. Appreciate you. Got to let you run because we got a million calls. Maddie, something happened to my screen here. I don't know what happened. If you could help me out here and – oh, wait, here it is. I hit the wrong button.
Good gracious.
And I minimized the screen. There we go. How about that? Sorry about that. Let's get to where are we going here. We're going to try and move I had, you know, some fresher voices, if you will. Let's get to Sean and Anacostia next on the Team 980.
Sean and Anacostia. Sheesh, trenches, Sean.
What's going on?
You should have called in as Sean from the trenches. That's what you should have did.
Sean and the trenches? Okay, I don't know that bit. What does all that mean?
Come on, man.
Okay.
Lionel, I'm a friend.
Lionel!
Hold on, okay, brother. Hold on, brother.
Okay.
It's Lionel.
The youngest in charge. Let me get you the point.
I mean, as long as you call him the youngest in charge, that's the preferred moniker.
We ain't been here in years.
Yep.
The last time we got even a taste of it was with RG3. He ain't nowhere near as talented as our young, mature rookie quarterback. All right, now, technically, you are not a Super Bowl contender until you put yourself in position to even know if you're going to make the playoffs.
Well, right now they're at a 70%. They currently have a 70%
right now,
chance to make the playoffs.
We're playoff contenders. We ain't even played one team in my division. You know, listen, Jackson, when he got drafted, at the draft
Sean, I got to let you run. Something's going on with your phone. I'm not sure.
It must be Anacostia.
It's all chopping up. I appreciate the phone call. Maybe we can get you back on a clearer line a little bit later on, but it was choppy. We couldn't understand what you were saying. Let's go to Brian in Silver Spring. Next up, Team 980. Brian, how are you?
Brian.
Good. How you guys doing?
Good,
Brian. Thanks for the buzz. What's going on?
Yeah, I think if the Commanders win on Sunday, they're definitely Super Bowl contenders.
Thank you, Brian.
You know, I think if we win on Sunday, the defense has been getting better over the last couple of weeks, but, you know, against what kind of offenses, especially against the Browns, doesn't really give you too much confidence. But if they can stop the run against the Ravens and outscore them, you know, offense on offense, and I think we have some real Super Bowl contenders here.
So here's the question, right? If they're 5-1, and clearly they would still be in sole possession of first place in the NFC East. This is not an NFC East game. But if they're 5-1 and winners of 5 in a row, I understand what the hype is going to be. I understand what the buzz is going to be. But I guess the realist in me says, hey, man, they are absolutely way, 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 way ahead of schedule. That I'm willing to acknowledge and grant, and they are a playoff contender for sure. I just don't know if one win, granted, an impressive road win against Derrick Henry and Lamar in Baltimore, however you get it, makes them a Super Bowl contender. But that could be me. Well, that could be the glasses half empty kind of person in me.
Yeah, I see that, but this early in the season, when we're talking about any Super Bowl contender, it's all speculation, and that's as good of a win, if we can get the win over the Ravens, as anybody else has right now, plus the record, plus what we're seeing from the offense. I mean, if this offense, if it stays legit, and our defense can stop, can stop the Ravens, then, why aren't we in the conversation of those five, six, seven teams? Those top five, six, seven teams.
I think the biggest thing that you have going for you, maybe I'm missing something, and Brian, thank you. Appreciate the phone call.
I know what you're about to say. Yeah.
The biggest thing you have going for you right now is all of the perceived outside of Kansas City, but even Kansas City is mortal, right? I mean, they're not that they barely got past the Saints, but they barely got past their first four games.
Great football. Right. The offense is
San Francisco
down in the red
is 2-3. I mean, who else? Dallas is obviously a little, now Dallas has won last two in a row, but is anybody like, Dallas? Nobody's that way about Philadelphia, right?
Whipped out. That's going to be the damn.
I mean, Detroit, I guess, but even Detroit, I don't think Detroit's played great yet.
That's the point, Chris. They're in that conversation. They are not.
Be in that conversation in six games?
So listen, if you beat Baltimore, I don't think I can look at any team in this league and say they are head and shoulders better than you.
I would agree with that, like which theoretically should make them Super Bowl contenders. But my question is, can you go from the basement, from ground level, which they were at four wins last year, to essentially the penthouse level in six games? Can you do that in today's NFL, even as topsy-turvy, as unpredictable as it is? Can you do that?
I think it's about the way that they're doing it. And when you're getting this level of play out of the quarterback, you got a chance to beat anybody any week. So that's how I'm looking at it. I just think, and this is what I've said since August, I just think when you have a special guy under center, all bets are off. And there is no ceiling as to how good they can be. God forbid the defense starts to turn around. God forbid what we've seen the last 2 weeks is real.
Well, again, the defense, in my opinion, has turned around. You are much more skeptical.
Yeah, I need to see it against a stiffer opponent. But if you're going to be getting, even if you go look at the numbers, they're playing like a top half of the league defense right now. They're no worse than 20th in all major statistical categories outside the run game, which may be skewed because they shut down Cleveland, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think you have to, if they beat Baltimore, you got to view them in the realm of a Super Bowl contender because of one, how Baltimore is viewed, and then two, if the quarterback is the one that is leading all of this, and if you've got one of those guys, you're a contender. Like Philly's always going to be considered a contender because of Hurts. The Chiefs because of Mahomes. The Bills because of Josh Allen. We have one of those guys, and I think you have to be in that conversation.
Right, that's fair. Let's go to Stevie Ray in Baltimore. Didn't get to him yesterday, so we'll get to him today. Stevie Ray?
I understand. It's a busy time for you guys. You're getting a lot of calls.
Yeah, blame it all on Doc yesterday. He had a lot to say. He always has a lot to say about a lot of things. But
well, I'm going to get to some of the stuff you guys were talking about yesterday in just a minute. One thing I do want to do, and I'm going to start off the conversation with, I'm watching what's going on in Florida. This is awful. I pray for these people, and whoever's listening, please pray for everybody in that area. This is going to be horrific.
Well said.
So past that.
We've got a number of listeners that call in, Ross in Tampa, Dominic in Tampa. I've got friends in radio that, that I've hung out with at the last three Army Navy games that all work for a station down there. And I just saw in Tampa a couple of weeks ago. So, and it's not just Tampa. We should point out, it's not just Tampa. No, it's Clearwater. No. It's Dunedin. It's Sarasota. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, please. They just showed a video. Now, I don't know if you've ever driven across Alligator Alley, but I know people listening have. And it's a video of a tornado in the middle of the Everglades. And I mean, this is a big, huge tornado out there. And that's the thing. It's going to start. It's not just up there in Tampa. It's going to do tornadoes all the way down to Miami. It's going to be bad. So on to other stuff. Linnell, I swear to God, I agree with you 100%. I went to the game on Sunday, and I just stared. I want to preface this what I think when I see this team play, I relate it to something else, which is Tiger Woods. And this is how I related to Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods walked onto the golf course and dominated the game for years. From the time he walked onto the field, onto the his first PGA, he dominated. I see that in this guy. And the thing about Daniels is, in his, it's a team game. Where would we be without him?
Nowhere.
Just another team playing. He makes everybody else on the field, defense, punters, kickers,
probably be
everybody plays better because of the quarterback.
You probably be 0-5
because of the quarterback. And that, yes, they could be very much so. And not are they not only 0-5, but they are now, as you say, if we win this game, this is the game. Can I read you something, a little bit of billboard material from a friend of mine?
Real quick, yes.
Real quickly, okay. Now, I want to preface this. This guy played golf at LSU. He says, that's an LSU boy as I am, and this is what he said. He said, I've watched both Burrow and Daniels. We were into a thing about, I think Daniels is better than Burrow. He says, I've watched both Burrow and Daniels for years. They aren't even close in talent, and Jaden can't even hold Burrow's jockstrap. At the end of the day, the best quarterback in LSU history could not rise to the occasion and beat the Ravens. Now, this guy is a rabid Ravens fan. Jaden winning the Heisman last year was a joke in my mind. And in the NFL, he does not have the size, talent to be long-term. And on and on, and he says the only way that they're going to win is if the Ravens give it to us. Well, I'm going to tell you what. They're in for something big this weekend, right, Linnell? I don't know which way
I'm leaning. Thank you, Steve Ray. It's Wednesday. I haven't seen the injury report. Well, the Ravens injury report.
I don't know
just
what
came
that
out.
Guy was talking about. What that LSU fan was talking about.
He
because
ridiculous.
Listen, Joe Burrow was great at LSU. Joe Burrow was great in the NFL. So Jaden Daniels great at LSU so far. Great in the, but they are two different styles of quarterback. Like, Joe Burrow can escape and he can move around. He cannot.
He cannot
break teams' backs and spirit and will like Jaden Daniels can. Now, Joe Burrow might be a more polished passer at this point.
And I don't even know if it's that by that wide
of
a margin.
Right. I don't think it's that wide of a gap.
Yeah.
301-230-0980. More of your calls coming. We'll get to y'all. We'll see Dontel. We'll see Alex and Alexandra. D-Dub. JYD is on hold, so we'll get to as many of you as we can.
He's talking about his Chiefs.
JYD?
Yeah.
Calling up.
He can't.
He broke his leg a couple of years ago jumping on that bandwagon, right? 301-230-0980 on the team, 980. And we're always live and free on the Odyssey app.
Matt's in a good pocket right now.
I agree.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You don't know what you agree with.
I mean, Matt plays good music most of the time. Some of his bounce backs are a little bit interesting.
They're called rejoins.
Bounce backs, rejoins, whatever.
You can't hit the post to save your life. You can't hit the post on certain rejoins because you don't have rhythm.
By the way, I'll make a football point to save the show or to save this segment. So I did finally find what I was looking for in PFF's massive statistics and analytics and whatnot.
Yes.
The Cleveland Browns played a lot of single high, man-to-man, back turn to you type defense, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that showed up on the tape,
right?
I didn't know live how much because, you know, again, I'm busy writing down a bunch of notes. I'm doing Infinity Sports updates, whatever. You go back and you watch, and especially Greg Olsen helps, right? Greg Olsen knows what he's talking about.
So smart.
So the Baltimore Ravens play, according to PFF's charting, and again, it's not exact, about 30% man coverage which is pretty much standard in the NFL. Most teams play roughly around 70% zone coverage, which means a lot of their defensive backs are going to be not turning their back and running with receivers. They're going to be trying to jump routes. They're going to be trying to keep eyes on the quarterback and maybe not allow the 34-yard run off a right end, you know, as they did. Now, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah dialed that up, and he could have, maybe should have, had Jaden Daniels.
But Jaden, this is, I mean,
but the problem was, is once Jaden broke that, there was like nobody before between him and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, as I said on Monday.
I just called you Jaden on accident, by the way. But no, that he's a one percenter. He makes you wrong when you're right. The Browns dialed up pressure. They got to him.
Yeah.
But he is that damn good that there's legitimately nothing you can do. They showed, there was a chart last night showing his EPA versus man and versus zone. He's crushing both of those defenses. So it doesn't matter what you do. His number,
he's been, as a passer or as a runner?
As a passer. He's been the best quarterback throwing the ball against the blitz.
And usually you play young quarterbacks, you play a lot more zone than man because it's a lot harder for them to read. And even Jaden, I think, said, or they mentioned it on the broadcast, which
they were saying it a lot throughout the broadcast.
I didn't know, but like Jaden, but apparently Jaden was like, "Oh, man coverage. Now it's time to have fun
because he knows
Yeah, exactly.
The backs are going to be to him. But one thing, and you mentioned Greg Olsen and whoever the play-by-play guys. I never heard him before, but he was pretty good too.
Yeah, Jason Benetti, Benetti. I think it's Benetti. He was really good.
One thing Olsen continued to point out was, and I think teams are going to mimic this game plan, Jim Schwartz made Jaden go through his entire progressions. Mm-hmm. Like they wanted to, the stuff they were giving up and comfortable giving up was late in the progression, meaning if he was patient enough, he would get it. Mm-hmm. We saw him do it a couple of times. He missed McCaffrey.
Well, how much is that
on the deep shot to Terry? McCaffrey's wide open. Yes. He waits and holds it.
But how much of that is man coverage dictating some of that, right? If you have more man coverage, right?
But if
you're going to naturally, it's an easier read, but you're naturally going to have to either wait for separation or not feel good about the throw and the read more often than, hey, I'm just, you know, running a 12-yard up and sit down or pivot or turn around or whatever in the middle of a zone.
I think the problem was, too, he would have hit on more of those plays if he would have had – I think he lost trust up front at a part in the game.
In the offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, he was under siege, getting after his
ass. I mean, especially early.
He was like Houdini, though, man. Yeah. Like, some of the stuff that he's getting out of. I mean, normal quarterbacks don't get out of it.
By the way,
he is a legit, to me, 1%. Yeah. I think he's in that category.
I mean, I agree with you that – and especially Koramoah, who was the athletic linebacker.
Really, really
good.
He made him miss in a phone booth.
But he was really good overall. He had a sack. He had a forced fumble. Yeah. He had the interception, so on and so forth. The first third down of the game that Za'Darius Smith sacks, and he kind of like
whipped Sam Cosmi's ass.
Right, yeah. Kind of ran a little twist around. But I also, I heard a lot of people say, Myles Garrett was non-existent. Did he even play?
He almost beat Brandon Coleman for a sack.
That first third down, he beat Brandon Coleman.
Like a drum.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't now ultimately get the sack or the hit or anything like that. I don't know if he was graded with a hurry or whatever. And again, I'm not sitting here trying to be like, there's just narratives out there that sometimes people run with, and I don't know if they're necessarily fair. And here's what I'm talking about. Right? Like everybody thinks because Lamar is a two-time MVP and because Lamar was a pretty good passer last year and because Lamar is this and because Lamar is that, that he's a really good passing quarterback. He's not. He is not. I'm telling you, he is not. He never has been. He's been good inside the red zone. He's good at times. Lamar missed, I don't know who the receiver was, by probably 10 feet. He was wide open along the sideline in the Bengal game early on. wide open along the sideline, and you would have literally had to have a telephone pole to reach out and catch the pass in the direction that it was there. And it was wide open. I saw a couple of weeks ago against Dallas, everybody's bitching and moaning about Mark Andrews not being involved in the offense. Woohoo! Mark Andrews is like, hey man, I'm going to pitch it right here, right here. And Lamar, zoom! So, back to the Commanders and perceptions, right? Like, people think, oh, there's no way you can slow, there's no way you can stop Lamar and Derrick Henry and the Ravens offense. And what? Here's how you can stop them. A, pressure. Yes, of course, without having a blitz all the time, but even with the blitz, I would be super aggressive. And if I get beat, I get beat. The other way that you can is by forcing Lamar to be hem him in a little bit. Obviously easier said than done. Some of the things you did against Kyler Murray to keep him hemmed in, okay, and maybe that's more round, like Chase Young type, type arcing pass rushes, right? Where you're maybe taking a little bit longer to get there, but you're taking a little bit of a wider path, if you will, to keeping Lamar Jackson hemmed in. Now, what you hope is that he doesn't escape right up the middle. Again, that's part of the give and take of playing defense.
They're going to have to play with a spy on them.
Like a true spy every down? Can you do that? When you're only playing two linebackers usually? And who would it be? Would it be, is it Wagner or is it Luvu?
I would think it's Luvu.
I think you would think. But does that reduce Luvu's ability to do other things?
Yeah, it's a tough dynamic. It's a tough dynamic, but I think what you're saying is true and will be my formula. I think you got to be aggressive, and they have been a lot more aggressive the past 2 weeks in terms of their creativity with the rush packages. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about pass rush and pressure, it's not just about the front four winning. I think they're doing a much better job as linebackers and as safeties when they blitz, not trying to run around a guy, running through a guy. Mm-hmm. And Frankie Luvu, Luvu's been, I mean, the way he played Sunday.
Luvu's been amazing.
The spin move he hit Sunday was out of this world.
They ran a couple of spin moves. It was Luvu with a spin move, and somebody else had a spin move. Maybe it was Dorrance. I can't remember.
Yeah, Luvu had put a crazy
if they start whooping up on people with spin moves,
the game started to work. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get to the trending alert so we can get back to the calls on the other side. Hang in there, guys. We're coming right at you. Quick trending alert right here, right now. Team 980. All right, the Commanders on the practice field. We'll get the official injury updates a little bit later on as they get set for the Baltimore Ravens up in Baltimore. Our pregame coverage begins at 9 a.m. Linnell Willingham, who, of course, is joining us not only today and Thursday. You can hear him and Denton Day from 11 a.m. until all the way the final whistle in-game. They'll take your calls, updates, everything in between for the Baltimore Ravens and the Washington Commanders. Meanwhile, the Houston Texans put Nico Collins on the IR with a hamstring strain. He is the NFL's receiving leader. So a big blow there for already an offense that hadn't been looking super sharp for the most part in the first month plus of the season. The Giants could be without Kayvon Thibodeau. He had wrist surgery. He's officially listed, according to Brian Daboll, as week to week after the big win in Seattle for the G-Men. So they could be without not only Kayvon Thibodeau, but also without Malik Nabers, who missed last week. Devin Singletary as well missed last week. The Giants hosting the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow at MetLife this week. Elsewhere, the NFL is said to be reviewing George Pickens' explicit message on his eye black across his face on Sunday night. Devontae Adams likely to miss this week against those Pittsburgh Steelers. We will see. And the NHL season officially underway last night. Capitals don't play until Saturday night at home against the Devils, but tonight the New York Rangers and the Pittsburgh Penguins get it on at 7:30 on TNT, and that's what's trending.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, But with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Knicks master Matty on the other side of the glass.
I am not a... What is he?
Huh? Knicks master Matty?
No, I was trying to... Trying to hear what
you're trying to think who this is?
What did
is?
He say?
I don't know.
But he called us. What did he say? To trailer park. We're back from break.
I don't know. I wasn't paying that much attention. I wasn't that worried about lyrics. All right, anyway, let's get back to the show. 240 on the team 980. Matt's having a good time on the other side of the glass. What's wrong?
I don't know how I feel, man.
You're
like, I'm like so torn over like it, when I'm over there, I'm able to lean into it all the way. You know, I feel like I'm backed in my enthusiasm. I feel like when I'm over there, it's just happier vibes, and you know, people are more in agreement with me. When I say things like if they beat Baltimore, they'll be a Super Bowl contender. But I come over here and it's just like it just doesn't feel like it's as welcome. You're like this black cloud over this franchise. You're just basking negativity. You don't think it's possible for them to be a Super Bowl contender. I don't even think you know what to do with yourself.
I mean, if they go to the Super Bowl, I'm gonna go to New Orleans.
Yeah, well,
that's what I'm gonna do. I mean,
can I come?
No, not with the kind of criticisms that you regularly level on me. Oh, you're miserable. You're angry. You're old. You're this. You're that.
I wouldn't call those criticisms.
I mean, here I am during the commercial break trying to offer you food because you're hungry and because you came back and said, I want to fight somebody.
I said, I want to bite. B-I-T-E.
Oh, you want to bite somebody?
Yeah, I couldn't get the...
I can't help you with that.
I couldn't get the peanut-filled pretzels to scan on the machine in the kitchen, so I had to come back hungry.
So I offered you some of my lunch that I brought in, and you don't want it.
I'm being a good friend and trying to make sure that you get...
I'm just going to hammer you on your radio show.
I just want to make sure you're properly nourished.
All right, thank you. All right, let's get back to the calls because people care more probably about that. Let's go to D-Dub hanging out on a Wednesday afternoon. D-Dub!
How you doing there, man?
What's shaking up?
D-Dub.
Hey, what's up there, Linnell? Hey, listen, man. Doc, I like Doc. Doc give me 100.
Brewster was trying to get Doc to go overboard, but he wouldn't do it. He keeps it 100.
With what, with what specifically?
Okay, thank you for giving me the insight.
I'm trying to remember, with what specific are you talking about there, Dito?
I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about. You were trying to get Doc to get, like, Linnell get. Y'all get going at each other like Rooster's cockfighting, but that's what Doc wasn't having it.
Doc, what do you mean, like you get Linnell? Like, yeah. I'm easy.
Well, here's the problem. The Jets fired Robert Saleh yesterday morning, 3 hours before the show. Doc did not want to talk about it. Doc brought up the past of the Redskins and how bad it was, and then got mad at me for responding to what Doc brought up, saying that I'm always going back into the past and all he cares about is the now. So that's how it started. Yeah, that's how the show started. Well,
both of you have been on, I've been lucky enough to be on God's green earth for just such an extended period of time that you're going to naturally want to look into the past.
Right. I mean, you know what it's called? Savvy, experience, maturity. Try it sometimes.
Hey, man,
just make sure.
Well, I'm going to say this, man. We got must-watch TV coming up in Baltimore. And I'm going to say this, and I said it a couple of days ago on this show right here, man. Normally, the defense is always ahead of the offense. But this time, this young buck we got back at right there, he is much more advanced in the defense. And the defense now is catching up. Because to me, I'm going to say it one more time, the first four games of the season was just like preseason games. Now you're seeing the boys Sunday, they was running to the ball, man. I'm trying to tell you, I see a difference. And if we beat them Sunday, I don't know about Super Bowl contenders, but everybody's going to have their eye out watching us, man.
I know this. They're going to be able to throw the football against Baltimore. The question is whether they're going to be able to run, whether they're going to be able to run there and, you know, again, an entire package. But they're going to be able to throw the football against Baltimore, and he's going to have his opportunities. I hope he can pull the string on every damn one of them, you know, because if you get an opportunity like they had with Zach Ertz streaming down the middle and a potential 98, 99-yard touchdown, you can't miss that. As good as he's been, you can't miss that against this Baltimore defense, which is prime for the picking right now, and which, you know, you're probably going to have to score, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 35 points to actually win that.
No doubt.
To win that game. Dito, appreciate you as always. Let you run on that. You okay over there?
I'm torn. I'm torn. Because it's almost like this is the art of doing solo radio. I'm torn because, like, I can give you a million and one reasons. I can give you a million and one reasons why they'll get boat raced Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I can give you just as many reasons why they'll win. So I'm torn.
So why does it matter if you're doing solo radio or duo or tag team radio or partner radio?
Because I
got to
share the oxygen in here with you. So I can't. It becomes more difficult to lay out both sides of the
argument. Well, how about giving me something? Give me one thing.
The one reason I think they'll get boat race Sunday, they can't stop the run.
Okay.
I think Baltimore is going to walk the football up and down the field.
Now, give me 999 other reasons or whatever number you said.
On the other side.
Yeah. Well, you said you can give me
I think
a thousand reasons or whatever that they're going to get boat raced, or a thousand reasons that they're going to run. Win.
I think these are Lamar and Derrick Henry, the most dynamic runners they've played against, and they've gotten gashed by less dynamic runners.
Right. We've talked about this, yep.
I think offensively, like, you took a step back last week, albeit scoring 34 points.
That's the thing that I'm worried about most in this game. Because if the numbers are the numbers, they're going to struggle to run the ball consistently. That probably means a lot of second and tens, second and nines. Can Jaden carve them up as others have? And it's not just Joe Burrow. As others have.
Gardner Minshew had six incompletions.
Can Jaden carve them up if they're in second and nine, third and nine, third and 12 because they get a 2-yard loss on first down and then an incomplete on second? That's some of the question to me. All right, we'll continue the conversation. Are the Commanders Super Bowl contenders if they somehow find a way to win this game? I still got to get to that poll that I keep talking about, in which we want to ask you whether the Commanders are being looked at in a certain way, and is that fair or foul, too much, too rich, what have you. Let's get to let's go to JYD, who wants to brag a little bit, I assume, about his beloved Kansas City Chiefs. What's up, JYD?
Hey, how you doing, Rooston? How you doing, Linnell?
No, good. I don't want to brag. JYD. Are you a Royals fan, too? Are you from Kansas City? I forget.
I'm not particular Kansas City Royal fan, okay, or whatever. But
so
I
you're a Chiefs.
Talk about,
you're a Chiefs fan because they've won the Super Bowl three out of the last 5 years.
I've been a Chiefs fan probably before Linnell or you were practically born.
Ooh. Like Hank Stram matriculating the ball down the field that long?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but anyway, on you, Rooster.
Yes.
When you playing this, when you got these two teams playing each other, and they almost mirror each other.
That's true.
Except for one is better defensively,
right,
and whatever. They will. You can't just throw one picture at them. Yeah, you're gonna have to. They're both gonna probably blitz some a little, and then some. They're gonna probably do some mix match zone and stuff like that or whatever. But it all comes down now to what Linnell said. Linnell, I remember all, for when we was talking about quarterbacks mm-hmm. here. You were one of the voices who said that if you get the quarterback, he will mask a lot of the things, that you don't do
correct.
Well.
Yes.
Correct.
And so we have one now.
Yes.
But to make them, this is my last point. Yes, they're going to have to score almost 40 points to win this game. But I remember the baseball player Maddox, who played for the Atlanta Braves.
Yep,
great
Greg
pitcher.
Maddox. Sure.
He always would say, there's 27 outs out there. When you start a game, there's 27 outs out there. You just have to find them.
Yeah.
You just have to get them.
9 times 3 is 27.
It's the same thing in football. Mm. It's the same thing in football. You got four quarters. What this kid has to do, and I know it's going to be some heavy lifting for him, whatever. But and the pressure, to do all this. But if he can find 10 points in every quarter, it's out there.
Well,
the good
news is, thank you, JYD. The good news is through halftime of last week, Browns game, the previous 10 quarters, they were averaging 10.5 points a quarter. Averaging. Because
yeah.
They scored 100, and I think it was 104, 105 points in the last 10 quarters of football through halftime. And I didn't do the numbers in the second half, and obviously he didn't play for much of the fourth quarter. But they were averaging 10.5 points a quarter, which, duh. I mean, if you put over the course of a game, is somewhere right around 42 points a game. Which they weren't that high, but you get the point. You get the point. They were basically averaging 40 points a game, a little bit lower on Sunday when they only scored 35. But again, they could have been in the mid to upper 40s, and I said, hell, 50. I mean, if they hit a couple of those.
One thing that the last caller just said, these teams do mirror each other. I think they're identical. Baltimore's defense is not good. They're not a good defense.
But as we've talked about, they're good
at
stopping the run.
Their defense is good. Right. But here's the thing. As I go back and look at the schedule, is Baltimore's run defense so good because they're jumping out to leads and teams can't be patient and stick with the run?
I mean, I haven't crunched the numbers enough. That's one thing that I want to ask Vinny Serrato tomorrow, because he'll know that.
That's what they do.
And we'll be able to crunch it a little bit better then.
Because I'll say this. In week number one, they shut down the Kansas City Chiefs rushing attack. The Raiders couldn't run the ball.
Right.
the Cowboys haven't been able to run the ball all year. So, like, I don't know why.
Have they been tested with as dynamic and as diverse of a run game
as Washington?
Austin Eckler, Brian Robinson, Jeremy McNichols.
James Cook was on a heater going into that game against Buffalo, but they jumped out on
Buffalo.
That's
fair. 301-230-0980. We'll take a quick timeout. More of your calls coming up. And still a lot to get to before 4 o'clock on the Team 980 on a Windbag Wednesday. Stay with us. Yeah, we were just talking during the break. Next year, week one, Thursday night, Commanders playing at home.
At the Command Center.
At the Command Land Center, raising that Super Bowl banner. Can you feel it now? We'll all be there gathered round. We'll be the flagship station of the Commanders by then. 301-230-0980. Linnell will be doing play-by-play. Boy, that would piss off Grant Paulson. Woo, man. Man, would that piss off Grant Paulson.
Woo. I am the Messiah.
I had a fan. Well, never mind. That's not appropriate. There are fans that are clamoring for GP to get in the booth. I'll say that.
I mean, that's good. I'm in the booth
this Saturday.
I'm not a big... Are you?
Howard.
For Howard?
Howard.
What a boy.
I was supposed to be in the booth Friday night for Maryland versus Northwestern, but that kind of got the game's no longer being nationally done on radio.
Really?
Yeah, I was going to be the color analyst.
Ooh,
with Nate
look
Britt.
At you.
Well, excuse me, Eli Gold. Sorry.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be me and Eli Gold Friday night, but the game got bumped.
Oh, man. That stinks. All right, let's get to Lou, who's been on hold for a while here. What up, Lou?
Oh, man. What's going on, man?
Sweet Lou, what's shaking?
Man, not a whole lot, man. I'm excited, man. Hey, Big L, you don't think we can go out there and win on Sunday, man? I believe so, man.
I think we can. I can see all scenarios. I think all scenarios are realistic this weekend.
Yeah, I get the whole, you know, Derrick Henry and, you know, Lamar and his weapons. But, man, if the Raiders could come over here and do it to them, I mean, why not us? I just don't see.
Well, the difference is they're anticipating you. They're up for you. They weren't up for the Raiders in week two. The biggest hope that you have, quite honestly, I think, not only has their secondary been exposed here, but the biggest thing that maybe you have going in your favor is you were able to sit some guys early in the fourth quarter. They had to play deep into overtime on the road.
Yeah.
Right, so I don't see any team that put a fear on. Like, I don't see like a dominant team in the league. Like, you don't see like the way back that the team was led by Tom Brady or Ray Lewis, the Baltimore Ravens. They just the Ravens. They just happen to be a good organization, and I don't see any team. If we put a couple of pieces together. Like defensive side of the ball, I think, look, man, if we win on Sunday, man, forget, man, Super Bowl, man. Come on, Chris, man. I don't know, man. It's most likely. That's going to have to be the conversation, man.
That'll be the conversation, but it means nothing. I mean, but I don't Chris, judge do a team based on six games.
What do you mean it means nothing?
Chris, we've been through
all we have is six games to judge off
I know,
of right
but
now.
I don't sit here and go, well, because they're 5-1 in their first six. Chris, I mean, again, I saw what happened to the Jaguars, what happened to the Eagles last year. Gosh. They were 10-1 and 8-3 in their first 11 games, and then they sucked. Success is leading
in this league. We're talking about right now. I'm not asking you to rub on your elbows and look into the future. No, I'm asking you for right now.
If you're asking me for right now, after this Sunday, if they win
Baltimore
and they're 5-1, sure, I'll be elated, but I'll be thinking about the Carolina Panthers and how they don't have a letdown.
Who needs to? If they lose to Carolina,
that's for the team. I mean, it's just for the conversation for us to have. Like,
exactly,
I don't see any
Lou.
Dominant team in the league.
He's an industry plant.
I hear you. Lou, here's the thing. You know this, right? I tell it like it is, man. I tell it like it is. I'm not gonna tell you what I'm feeling with the bomb with the burgundy and gold pom-pom surgically attached to my wrists and my ass.
He's
cheeks,
over here
okay?
stroking his wrist as he says
Chris,
that too.
Chris, I got love for your Mets, man. I want them to go beat them Phillies, man.
Let's
I
go,
hate
Mets.
Bryce Harper too. You know how much I hate Philadelphia.
There you go.
So, you know,
thank
I want,
you, pal.
I want your Mets to
I
go
appreciate
out
you. Lou, I got to jump. I got to jump in because we're way late. Sorry about that. I appreciate you. I got Grimace standing by right here. Even though I hate Grimace, I got Grimace standing by right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.